This is Radio Influence.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. It's been very well received to this point. And for those of you listening for the first time, it's not going to be a bunch of us sitting around a couch smoking weed. That's been done before. We're trying to educate the masses on cannabis and where it's going and where it's come. And like I say, I know a little bit about it in a roundabout way. I'm no doctor, obviously. But I'm going to bring people in here with vast knowledge about cannabis and all of its benefits, because there are buttloads of benefits. And I find myself finding out different benefits every single show. So hope you guys are learning a little something as well. I want to give some love to Trulieve. This is powered by Trulieve. I was just there just yesterday on 4th Street. I picked up my True Stick and my Sativa. I don't remember the name they say. I find myself getting the most manly names, you know. The manly ones seem to have the most kick in them a little bit, you know what I mean? And I also got my indica pen, like the stick beside my bed to help me sleep at night. And listen, sleeping is a wonderful thing, especially since I have to get up at 4 o'clock every morning. So we also want to give love to Tetra Health Centers, and we have the master of Tetra Health Centers here, Tracy Lee Young. How are you?
Hi, Ian. I'm great.
Yeah, long time no see. You doing all right?
It has been a while. Yeah. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, you're all gussied up. You get gussied up all the time?
All the time.
Oh, you're a gussied up type of person? That's good, though. That is good. That's a good thing. Now, Tracy Lee, you brought a guest, which you would like to introduce this young man?
Yeah, I would. You know, with the new product that maybe you heard about already from Trulieve, the True Shatter, that's kind of the talk of the town now.
I've seen it, but maybe you'll tell us a little bit about it. Absolutely.
You know, great product, but I think probably patients who have a real medical need maybe wouldn't choose that product, okay. Although I think it's going to be incredibly popular. I just wanted to bring everybody back to the fact that, you know, cannabis is a medicine.
Absolutely.
And people are finding incredible results from using it. So I thought I would bring in one of our patients who's got an incredible story. I have the highest respect for him, but this is Richard Allen. You can call him Rick. And I'd love to hear him tell your listeners, you know, his kind of his walk through cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Rick Allen, how are you, brother?
I'm good. I can't complain. Yeah.
That's
can't
good. Complain. That's good. So I'll be honest with you. This is willy-nilly. I don't know anything about you. Awesome. It's better that way.
Exactly.
Because we're all going to learn at the same time and see what you're going through and what you've gone through. Right. So give us, in a nutshell, what your story is and your ailments and so on.
Sure. So life was good, running my business, traveling around. Everything's great. I had a sore tooth. Every time I'd fly, I kept flaring up, and I was having an issue with it. Typically, don't go to just any dentist, right? So I typically would probably drink a little too much on the plane, go
sure.
to sleep, wake up. It would be gone. Well, one day, it just didn't go away. So I flew back home, got to my dentist. He goes, look, instead of drilling through your tooth, we're just going to do a little side cut on the side of your mouth, and out popped a little growth, if you will. And then he goes, hey, we're just going to send this to the lab, make sure everything's okay with it. That was on a Thursday. By Monday morning, I was down getting a port put in my chest to go through chemotherapy. And it was brutal.
A cyst? Was it a cyst?
No, it was just like a little abscess inside my gum. Yeah.
So cancer in your gums.
In my gum.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So I went through that. And so, you know, pretty scary. At the time, my wife was pregnant.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to say anything to her. I didn't want to freak her out.
Sure, yeah. While you're freaking out.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to the... I went down to the oncology lab and listened to what they had to do, and they stuck this port device inside my chest, and we started chemo. We did really aggressive chemo for 6 months.
Holy
yeah,
smokes.
About twice a week I was going in.
Really?
And the downsides were within 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm about 215 pounds. Okay. I got down to 165 pounds.
Really?
And I had no appetite. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything.
How long ago was this?
This was 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, was introduced to cannabis. They said, you know, you gotta get your appetite back, get rid of the nausea, the whole nine yards. And truthfully, I thought I lost, man. I thought it was over.
At 165, you thought you'd lost?
In a month and 6 weeks time, I'd lost that much weight. You know, yeah. I think I weighed that much maybe when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while.
Good feel. That's not a good feel, I wouldn't think.
But then within just a short amount of time, like days, I started feeling better. I started having appetite. I started eating. I wasn't getting nauseous. And then when the treatments, I kind of messed around with it, if you will. Mm-hmm. I would actually smoke a little bit before I would walk in for a treatment and then smoke after the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up not getting nauseous, not having these issues. Within about another 4 weeks, I got myself up to about 190 pounds.
Good for you. That quickly. Wow.
Yeah.
And before you were introduced to cannabis, had you smoked before that?
Yeah.
A little bit or yeah. A lot? A little bit or a lot?
Well, a little bit probably. But I mean, I wasn't a pothead by any means, but sure, I would definitely.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing.
Not saying like a bad thing, but good. I couldn't smoke daily.
You're a pothead now?
Pretty much. Yeah. No. But it's healthy. I like my
of
body works.
It is.
You
of
know?
Course it is.
But I've got friends, though, that can sit there and just smoke 2-3 blunts in a row, and that's not me. I can't handle that.
I could do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Not to brag or anything, but, you know, just, you know, it's just years and years of conditioning.
Right.
But you're right, though. The stigma, okay, that's the one thing. The stigma is still not gone, by the way. It's still right there.
Yep.
Because even with me doing this cannabis podcast and knowing what cannabis is about, you still have to be leery of who you bring it up in front of. Like, I'm reading all these stories about cannabis, and a lot of places where it's legal, you still can't really tell your boss that you smoke cannabis.
Absolutely.
Now, when is that going to happen? When is it going to be where everybody just realizes that this is medicine and not a drug?
Which, and you're right, it needs to happen soon. And I think it will. And I think the unfortunate part will be those employers having to go through something themselves, mm-hmm. or with a loved one. We see it all the time, you know, patients that are very scared they're going to lose their job, you know, mm-hmm. their random drug testing and all of that. So I always encourage everybody, go talk to your boss before you get your card, mm-hmm. and explain that you've got these conditions and that you're on these, you know, opioids or whatever you're mm-hmm. on, and you want to try this other option. You know, maybe they can give you a test period, 3 months, and mm-hmm. if it affects your work, you back off, you know, or you find a new job.
Sure.
But, you know, at least have a heads up conversation with them so that they can, you know, at least monitor you and see for themselves that
Absolutely.
It's not going to affect your work done properly.
No doubt. Now, Rick, for yourself, you said you had dabbled before you got sick. And so afterwards, how much did you ramp it up? Was it something that, like, you know, some people just go smoke a little casually, a little Friday, whatever. Some people smoke a little bit at night to go sleep.
Right.
Now, you implemented it as something that was part of your everyday, all day?
Yeah, I had my routine when going through treatments and the whole nine yards. I'll tell you what happened to me is you've smoked, I've smoked. It used to be what kind of smokes Ian got, and that's what you'd smoke.
Yeah.
That was the day.
It's
then,
different.
You know, in California, this is where I met with Tracy Lee and Tetra. Mm-hmm. You'd walk into a dispensary there, they'd hand you a menu, you
yep.
know, and they'd be like, I've got indica, I've got sativa, I've got a hybrid, stuff that I'd never heard about before. And then different levels of sativa and different levels of indica. And then once, it was like finding medicine. You know, mm-hmm. they're like, this works good for me, this doesn't work so well for me, this makes me feel good, this makes me feel too good, mm-hmm. you know. I didn't complain about that much, I'm not going to lie to you.
No, but, exactly.
Yeah.
Even, but, like, it doesn't always, I think it's all medicinal.
Yeah.
Okay. But some strands will suit you better than others, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm finding out now, when I first went to Trulieve at the beginning, I was like, yeah, this whatever. This I didn't ask any questions. And then I kind of heard people talking about the difference, and I'm saying, explain this. Right. And now they really, like, some are the first thing in the morning, some pep you up, some bring you way, way down.
Yeah.
Some is mostly pain. There's a lot of different category. So I mean, Tracy Lee, how do you, when the doc looks at a patient, when he doesn't actually tell them what he's going to prescribe. That's pretty much Trulieve's job, correct?
Right. Trulieve can offer whatever product they feel is best according to what the doctor has recommended.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor's pretty knowledgeable as far as conditions
sure.
and which strains may mm-hmm. work better for it. So the doctor may suggest you may want to try mm-hmm. this one. We always encourage patients not to get their full 210 days worth of product at one time,
okay.
right? Otherwise, yeah. you're stuck.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You smoke all up in 3 days.
Yeah. If you want to try vaping or you want to try the tinctures mm-hmm. or try different things, just get, you know, 1 month's
it's
worth
a
or a few weeks worth. And if that works for you, you know that you've got that in your arsenal. But mm-hmm. we've got some people that come in and they go, I bought this. I can't do anything with it. I spent $300 and I want to throw it away. And I'm like, wait, let's find a way to use that.
No doubt. So, Rick, for yourself, you know, going through what you got, how do you feel today? How do you feel good? You feel good?
I'm good. I'm cancer free. Yep. I'm strong. Yep. Knock on wood on that one. And I feel great. I feel healthy. I mean, work out all the time, you know, but I think just in normal life, people have stress, they have anxiety, you know, it's a busy world out there.
It's very busy.
I mean, you know.
You know, it's funny when I talk to people, people say, well, I can't get my card. And I'll go, why not? And they'll say, well, I'm not sick. And I'm like, well, I don't know anybody that doesn't have a problem sleeping. Not one person.
Right.
Every single person I talk to has a problem sleeping.
Yeah.
Every single person I know has some form of depression. Every single person I know has some form of anxiety.
Right.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something for you.
Yeah.
Got to be a strat. And I'm not forcing it on anybody.
Right.
But it's way better than what your doctor is prescribing.
100%.
It just is. And it's getting to that point now where you're still hearing these stories of people taking Xanax and taking this and taking that and two or three different. If you're taking Xanax, you shouldn't even drink coffee.
Right.
You know what I mean? Seriously. And these things are boring a hole in people's stomachs. It's killing them every single day. Florida is maybe one of the worst states for pills.
Yeah, absolutely. Opiate. And which one pill leads to another pill. And then a person walks in, they prescribe one before. Mm-hmm. Give them 8 months. They're going to be on six different prescriptions. Sure.
And how dare they call cannabis a gateway drug? How dare they?
Yeah. I 1,000% agree with that.
You know what's a gateway drug? Alcohol.
Right.
Period. I mean,
it's true. 100% true.
Yeah, nobody's smoking a bunch of weed and going, let's do some coke.
Right.
Nobody's ever done that before.
Right.
Now, people have been drunk before and go, I would like to do some of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never messed with coke myself, but I've seen it, you know, and to call it a gateway drug to me, it's almost getting to a point where it's ridiculous now.
It is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous now. Now, Tracy Lee, you've been in the game for a long time. Have you ever gone to Tallahassee and fought for, I mean, you must have seen a lot going on with cannabis and how it's evolved rules-wise. Have you ever been there and seen them fighting for, against? You've ever seen it?
Spent a lot of time in 2017 during the session, you bet. As a matter of fact, at the time, I don't know if you remember, but the state of Florida was vehemently opposed to edibles.
They still are, aren't they?
Edibles are allowed, but they haven't given the parameters. So all of the dispensaries are now preparing for that, but they don't know exactly what the rules are. So they're just waiting for the, you know, green flag.
Me too.
Exactly. So, but what we did is, you know, we spent about 10 days in Tallahassee and met with quite a number of people, and we left, and the day after we left, our lobbyist group called us and said, we're not sure what you did, but they've changed and they've reversed the rule on edibles. They're citing Tetra as the reason for the reversal in the amendment, and they are going to ask you to rewrite that portion of the bill, which we did.
You rewrote really?
Well, I didn't personally, but I hired someone that did a great job.
But it was your foot that you put in their ass, though.
Correct.
You put their foot in their ass, and that's beautiful. Yep. So you've seen this whole thing evolve.
I have.
So you know, like, how strong are the lobbyists? I mean, it's not really lobbyists, it's money.
It is money, and it's relationships, to be honest with you. And although the relationship and your money may flow really well in one portion of the, you know, that sector, there are others that, I mean, we sat with some House representatives that wouldn't even have a conversation. They wanted their aide to talk to us. They just kind of scribble some notes and
that's
the aide
rude.
Would take over
rude,
the conversation. Yeah. And I won't bring up any names, but you know, we also had these,
please bring up some names.
Yeah.
Are they, you know, what's funny? I bet their names are in my phone.
It could be.
I'm serious.
Could be.
Like, I know some people personally that I like personally.
Right.
And then I hear them talking about cannabis and things. And I'm like, oh, what?
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's so foreign, and it's clearly money driven.
Yeah.
It's none of it's factual.
Right.
It's just like, oh my God, please don't smoke cannabis because somebody's giving me millions of dollars.
Right.
That's pretty much what it is to this point.
100%. I agree with that. But you know, what's interesting about that is we've had senators and House representatives tour, you know, our facilities. And I had three incredible opportunities to meet with senators. One gentleman in particular had no idea what he'd voted on or why, and came to us. He was a little bit late for the meeting, about 30 minutes, and he said, you know, I wasn't even going to show up, but I have respect for your lobbyists, so I'm here. What do you do? So I kind of told him my story. Mm-hmm. He turned ghost white and sat down and said, "You have no idea where I've just left." And I said, "No, share your story." He said, "I just took my father home. He was sent home for hospice." And he said,
"Really?
He may not even be with us when I get back home today."
And he was thinking all that time he could have really appeased 100%. That pain.
Yeah. And he said, he goes, "Well, how do I do this? How can I do that? I want to get a card today. How do I get product for my dad today?"
Yeah.
And I said, "This That's is what you
happen.
Voted in."
Yeah.
And at the time, you still had the 90-day rule. Mm-hmm. And so I explained all that to him, and he said, "My father will be dead."
Be
and
dead,
I
yeah.
said, "You have no idea
Isn't that crazy?
What you voted
yeah.
for."
Yeah.
So we sent the doctor to his home, and he did a yeah. home visit, and because of who he is, we were able to get him
sure.
through. But it
well,
was
eye-opening. I could have took care of him.
Yeah.
I've had a friend of mine that called me up, and she says, "Do you have access to edibles?" And I said, "I do." And this, they're not legal edibles.
Sure.
I'm gonna let everybody know. But she knew I had access to it. And it was probably 6 months, maybe even a year ago. And I said, I can take care of you. So I made a couple of phone calls and gave her a couple. Some were homemade. Some were from California or whatever. I got a lot of connections. And it was sad that she had to continually come to me.
Yep.
And I had to really break the law.
Right.
To appease her sister who... Nothing else on her repertoire would work. Nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Pain pills are killing her.
Yeah.
She can't go to the bathroom. She
yeah.
can't do none of it. And all of a sudden, she takes a cookie.
Yeah.
She eats a cookie. And all of a sudden, she's digging in and she's doing this and that.
Sure.
No, I mean, like, yeah. when you got down to 165, obviously, when you're nauseous and stuff like that, and I've seen documentaries of young kids that are nauseous and
right.
they give them a little bit of cannabis under their tongue, and all yep. of a sudden, the kids are mowing down on food. That must have been a great feeling to get your appetite back again. That must
be
wonderful.
And you don't realize how weak you are. I mean, you can't do anything. I mean,
if you lose 50 pounds, you're in trouble.
That was the deal. And I've always been pretty fit and pretty healthy. And I'm like, you know, in 6 weeks' time, I'm done. I can't walk around. I'm going to fall over. It's just weird.
Yeah. That's got to be mentally draining too, I would think, to just be continuously going down. Like mine's continuously going up, but you know, that's a different case,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right.
But for it to continually go down and you really can't fight it,
right.
that's gotta be hard mentally, I would think.
It's backwards, right? It's weird.
Yeah, that's gotta be tough.
But I think you hit it right on the head earlier. I mean, this cannabis industry and the lobbyist industry, it started out that way back in the day in the '40s, you know, when they tried to make cannabis illegal and no hemp or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for the paper industry. And then now that you're looking at it, I think Colorado's kinda led the way. Right, becoming the first recreational state.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said it earlier, best too, liquor. That can be a serious problem.
Big problem.
And you have people that die from alcohol poisoning. You see these kids on Facebook chugging a fifth down, and they're done. Who have you seen that's died from marijuana?
It's not happening yet.
They fall asleep, maybe.
Like, seriously, I've not heard
it. It hasn't.
Like, none, zero.
Yeah, zero,
yeah.
exactly.
You're 100%
exactly.
right.
Nobody died.
No one.
Yep, that's the beautiful part.
Like, nobody even falls asleep at the wheel.
No.
You just wouldn't get in the car.
Right.
Like, if you're that high, I'm not going in that car.
Right. You're not going to be violent. You're not going to drink and go fight. You're going to be like, whoa, let's just relax.
Hug it out.
Yeah, my favorite story was a guy who came from Key West with my buddy Steve, and he hadn't smoked in a long time, and we all smoked in the balcony. And, you know, I kind of went about my business and came back an hour later, and he's still sitting on the chair.
Yeah.
And somebody says, "You better watch out. He's going to jump off the balcony." I said, "Dude. He's not going anywhere."
Yeah.
Like, he was just sitting here looking at the leaves.
Yeah.
Because the leaves were amazing.
Having a good time.
The leaves were amazing, and they're all having these formations. And I said, "You all right, bro?" He goes, "I'm just looking at the leaves. The leaves are beautiful."
Yeah.
I said, "Yes, they are."
Yeah.
And I walked back in. I go, "He's fine. He ain't going nowhere."
Right.
You ain't going to jump off the balcony when you're thinking how beautiful leaves are. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's a good place to be.
It is.
Yeah.
So for your regimen, are you implementing edibles? Is it just, do you just smoke it?
So I've experienced edibles. I'm going to be honest with you. Slow is good to go to start with because you don't feel them for like 45 minutes.
Let me stop you there.
Sometimes longer.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah.
I've seen catastrophes at an hour. Somebody goes, "I don't feel anything."
Yeah.
And they took another one.
Yeah.
Catastrophe.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody, if it's the
slow.
One thing you get out of this, go slow. Take one.
I agree.
Give it 2 hours.
Yeah.
And even if it's not hit at 2 hours, maybe wait another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But don't stack it on top of each other.
Because when it hits, it's like a freight train.
Yeah.
You ever eat too much?
I have. Actually, I've eaten it and didn't think anything happened. And I was out in a mall and we were doing a bunch of shopping. It was Christmas time. And
ooh,
I mean,
boy.
It was like,
it's a bad story.
You know?
Already.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what's wrong with you? Nothing.
Yeah.
Can we
go
eat?
Yeah, mine, thank goodness. And I don't really, if I ever take an edible or something, I'm either here and I don't know, I'm not leaving, or I'm at home.
Right.
Like, I don't want to get behind a wheel. It's just not smart, everybody.
Yeah.
I was at home and I DJ a little bit and everybody was downstairs hanging out and I could hear everybody having a good time. And I did like I told me not to do.
Exactly.
Took one. I'm like, oh, I don't feel anything. Mm-hmm. Took another one and I had a couple sips of something. That was Saturday. And all of a sudden, I felt this warm feeling that I'd never felt before. And all of a sudden, I woke up and I was sleeping on a turntable. And I got up and I was like, oh boy, I've never been here before.
Yeah.
And this is a foreign place.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to explain, but I was convincing myself that everything that was happening at that moment didn't count. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what I'm doing right now doesn't count. So if I walk downstairs, I'm really going to be upstairs. Now I'm in a pinch.
Right.
Because I don't want to walk downstairs and still be upstairs.
Right.
So I couldn't figure out what to do.
Right.
So I literally
look at the leaves.
So yeah. It could have been a minute, it could have been 17 hours. I don't know. But finally I got some courage to go downstairs and I scaled the wall. I'm like, hey, scale the wall, right to bed. Like that was you don't want to be around people at that time. And once again, that's a scary story.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't
you get, and I think that's going to be big in Florida when it first happens. And I think it's exactly what you say. I don't feel it. They eat more. I don't feel it. You got to start slow.
Yeah.
It's going to be big everywhere where it's first implemented. And it's just like everything else. People, they got to feel it out. There's amateurs out there.
And they're all going to end up in the ER because they think they're dying.
And they're not.
No. They'll be sent home to sleep it off.
Did you hear that? I heard a call the other day on a phone. It was people that were transporting marijuana. I think they had 200 pounds of marijuana. And I guess they had been smoking it for a couple states. And they called the police high. I mean, I don't know if they could have been high. They said, somebody come get us. They're following us and we want it to be over.
Oh, gosh.
And the person was like, what are you talking about? We have 200 pounds of marijuana and the cops are casing us, but they won't pull us over. Please come get us. End this right now. And I'm thinking, you guys are so high.
Yes.
If you're calling cops to come get you with 200 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been that high.
That's a bad day.
I don't want to be that high.
No.
By the way, Tetra Health Center is over there on Martin Luther King, 2814 West Martin Luther King. You give them a call, 813-898-8009. You have a beautiful office over there.
Thank you.
You can go there and see Dr. Scott. How's he doing?
Oh, he's fantastic. Love Dr. Scott.
Yeah.
We
got to get him on one
we
day.
We do. Yeah. He's so knowledgeable. I've never met a doctor with more cannabis knowledge than Dr. Scott.
That's his thing.
He constantly learning. He is just a walking Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And Chef Joey, when I went to your event, Chef Joey, we were good friends before. We become better friends. He is a cannabis culinary expert.
Yes, he is.
He really is, though. I mean, he's very passionate. And, like, he's a cartoon character. Like, he's not real. You know what I mean? Like, but he's very knowledgeable.
Yes, he is.
And, like, that event that he had, that was great.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful event. And he's so good up there. And then, once again, it wasn't an illegal party. He was saying, if we would happen to put cannabis in it, this is what we would do.
Right.
And it's great. Joe Redner, you know Joe Redner?
Yep.
Everybody knows Joe Redner. I'm good for. I like Joe Redner.
Okay.
Like, we're friends, you know? And I seen Joe Redner at one point. I used to go to his gyms. I went to Extreme. I also went to the Fight Factory. At one time, I think he had cancer three times.
Mm.
One time I saw Joe Redner, he couldn't have been 130 pounds.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like slithering around the gym. I'm like, man, Joe, you all right, man? He goes, man, I'm just trying. And I came home. I said to my wife, I don't think I'm ever going to see Joe again. I saw Joe the other day. I think he's going to outlast me.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what he attested to? Cannabis.
Yep.
He goes, without cannabis, he goes, I wouldn't have made it.
Sure.
And it's amazing that they aren't, once again, in 2018, when somebody comes out with any form of cancer and you know they are going to lose their appetite, come on, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come
yep.
on, man. You want to do it legally, obviously, but. And once again, 2018, nobody knows they're going to come up with cancer.
Right.
If somebody comes down with cancer immediately, they should be eligible.
Right.
Wouldn't that make a lot of sense?
It does. It does.
Not only that, so I broke a lot of bones. I used to race motorcycles for a long time, and I think 21 bones I've broken.
Wow, good for
and
you.
And so when I I go like, if I can smoke a little bit, my body will relax. I can get things to crack. The aching goes away.
Yep.
You know, but when I first met Tracy Lee, she told me about the cannabinoids inside your body and how they react to cannabis. Like a whole medical schooling thing just came out. And I'm like, so it's more than just THC. It's more than just melting your mind.
Of course
it's,
it is.
It's like it physically, your body absorbs it and expects it and knows what to do with it. And that's where the cures come from. I don't think, I can tell you this much, chemotherapy, I think they're trying to kill the cancer, but I'll be damned if they're not going to kill you. I mean,
I don't know about chemotherapy. And once again, it's probably saved a lot of lives. And I'm a knock on wood. I've never had to, you know, be part of it. But sometimes I see people change their diets and get better results.
Right.
You know, so I'm not against it, but God, that's an unnatural thing.
It is.
When you put something through somebody's body and pretty much say, this is going to kill you, or this is going to act like it's going to kill you.
Right.
I mean, how long did you go through chemotherapy?
6 months. But I'll tell you, the sad part about it is you walk into a room full of recliners, and everybody's sitting in there kind of getting their
that's how it is.
They just put in a port, and you just sit back in your chair, and you wait for your 45 minutes, your hour and a half.
And that's it.
But look at the mindset that gives you. There's people that are way off worse than you. There's people that aren't as worse as you.
Sure.
And then you're looking at them going, this is not good.
It's not good.
I wouldn't go in there. I'd tell them I'm paying for a room. I had to pay like $100 for a room. I'd go sit in a room, do my own thing, and
I'd just
walk out. I'm like, I mentally wanted to keep my head strong.
Understandable.
You know, it was different. But when she started talking about how your body's going to receive it and it's got receptors, and I'll be honest, when she first told me all that, it sounded like a good story, but and I would buy a story at that time because I just wanted anything.
Sure.
But literally, boom, it clicked.
Yep.
And that's when I actually invested with Tetra. You know,
did you really?
It's life changing.
Good for you.
And the people that you meet inside the office, like you hear their stories. What's that gentleman's name in Sacramento? Was Joe, right? He was an old military guy, and his wife had passed away, so he didn't have a lot of stuff to do. So he'd come to the clinic, like literally 2-3 times a week, and he'd just be in there, and he'd walk in with a cup of coffee, and he had Parkinson's, and he'd shake.
Yeah.
And when I say military, I mean pressed to the hilt,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
And he'd look at everyone, and he'd go, you see that shirt in the back of my car? He goes, that's because when I drink my coffee, I'd spill it, so he'd put on a new pressed shirt.
Wow.
And he'd walk in, put the CBD drops underneath his tongue, and then
shaking.
He'd pour himself coffee. The only thing he didn't have, I think, was a key to the place. I mean, he was awesome.
Really?
He was awesome.
He was just great, you know? And there's also been children. Young
sure.
children. You've had that one young lady that came in that was, when she first started out, she had a helmet on. She was in a wheelchair.
Yep.
She was 7 years old, but you couldn't let her walk because she'd have so many seizures.
Yeah.
So they'd keep her in a chair and with a helmet on. And it was, I think I saw her at maybe 6 months. I know you created a huge relationship with her.
Right.
But at 6 months old, she walks in, she's on an iPad like a normal kid is, and sitting in the chair doing her thing.
Wow.
That's, I mean,
it's
one thing if it's you, but what if it's your kid?
I know.
Right?
That's
our
thing.
Job to fix these guys. So
that
was probably the most heart-wrenching story that you saw.
And we see them every day.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I've watched, even before I got involved with all this, I found myself drawn to a lot of the documentaries. Because if I'm backing something, I want to see it all.
Right.
Like, I've asked people, what are the negatives? There's got to be some negatives.
Right.
And then, you know, out of all this time, some people say, it's not great for your bronco or whatever. And then I heard another study that actually it increases your lung capacity. I'm like, well, Darren, I'll tell you what. I mean, these are doctors doing these studies. I'm not the doctor.
Yep.
You know, so the one thing that you're not seeing anymore is doctors speak out against it.
Right.
They're just not anymore.
Right.
And, you know, having played in the NFL for a while, and I'm starting to see the owners kind of swaying a little bit to where, God, it's really stupid to not have my players smoke marijuana. Because if they don't smoke marijuana, they're going to take pills.
Right.
Yeah.
And that turns out poorly.
Yep.
Like, I've seen a teammate of mine who has passed, Kevin Turner, played for Alabama way back when he was a fullback when I was with the Eagles. And I've watched him drink and take 30 pills.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to turn out well.
No.
It's sad. Not.
It's
very, very sad.
And it's your job. It's how you make your money.
You know?
So you do what you do.
Yeah. I mean, the mentality of football players is by any means necessary. That's our mentality to get back on the field. But I was always scared of pills. Everybody likes pills. Everybody likes the way pills make them feel. That's why I'm scared of it. Like I said, I've never done cocaine before. It doesn't mean I'm not going to like cocaine. It just means don't do cocaine.
Right.
You know? But
right.
Once again, I found medicine that, I mean, I can gauge it. I can gauge it, and I don't act an ass.
Exactly.
I mean, like, there's people that still are, and listen, if you're against it, that's fine.
Right.
But a lot of people find themselves against it because they smoked one time and it didn't work. Or smoke one time, I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
Well, that one time, you could have been smoking some dirt weed from Iowa.
Right.
Or something like that. And it's not some, you know, well constructed sativa by Truly. You know what I mean? It's so much different now. And it's not always about getting high like I'm high.
Right.
Like, I've taken a couple pills from Truly with a hybrid CBD and THC.
Sure.
When I'm feeling a little sore or whatever, and I'll take it. And it's almost weird. Yeah. It's almost weird because I'm walking around. I'm like, something's weird.
Something's wrong here.
Like, why aren't my feet hurting and why aren't my knees hurting? Right. And that's what the way it was before. So, once again, nobody's pushing anybody in to do anything.
No.
But just stop taking pills.
Yeah.
Stop taking pills.
Right. Get rid of your Excel spreadsheet that lists all your pills and set your timer for your next dose of whatever it is you have to take.
And it's always this pill, and you take this pill because you took this pill.
Exactly.
And you got to take this pill to offset that pill.
And you don't even question it because it's prescribed to you.
And this pill gives you high blood pressure, and then there's a commercial for that pill that also has some kind of bleeding.
Yeah.
It's craziness now. And those doctors are making umpteens of millions of dollars off this.
Right.
Yeah. And cannabis actually is going to find a way to give back to our community as well.
Right.
And that's definitely important. You see what it's done in Colorado.
Sure.
The only negative in Colorado is they don't know where to put the money.
Right. Problem to have.
That's a great problem to have.
Yeah. Wait, I think you hit on it really big right now. Listen to those commercials. Just sit at home and listen. It causes maybe blindness. It causes constipation for one person. It causes, you know, just a ton. The list goes on and on and on.
Absolutely.
We heard one the other day that actually said you could actually have inappropriate relations if you were married. But it's weird, right? It was. It was like, you might even want to have an affair.
So
it's a side effect.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, some trippy stuff.
It alluded to that without saying it. Yes.
Yeah.
Just craziness. And just because, you know, your doctor who you trust because he's in a uniform or whatever reason, just because he gives you a prescription doesn't mean that's your only alternative.
Correct. It's like Ambien what's my girl's name? Roseanne said that she took an Ambien and that's why she was being racist. And Ambien actually came out and said, we don't make people racist. when she's all hopped up, when you're hopped up on Ambien, that's not a time for you to be saying stuff that you don't really think and believe.
Well, how about Adderall? How many college students are on Adderall?
Yeah.
But you know, there's now strains that are replacing that Adderall.
Really?
Absolutely. And you don't have the side
effects.
Wow. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, I grew up in a time, I'm 51 years old, I'm a little older than most. I grew up in a time where we never heard of Adderall. I've taken an Adderall. And I'm going to say this. I'm glad it wasn't around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't around in school. I'm glad it wasn't around when I played football because I'll be darned if I wouldn't take an Adderall before a football game.
Yep.
And I'm talking about locked in.
Yeah.
But it's got its negative.
Absolutely.
It's got its negative.
Absolutely.
So they have strands that actually act like Adderall.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Brand
Sativa
new.
Brands. Yep. Sativa brands. They get you focused too, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
See, even people don't know, like, you can't smoke weed and work out. Shoo.
Yeah.
Like, I taught spin for 15 years, and I'm not sure I got on a bike without a little something in me. It gets rhythmic.
Right.
It's music. You know, when you take a little puff of something, you listen to Led Zeppelin, when you hear some stuff that you never heard before.
True story.
I don't know if anybody ever created any music without being under the influence of a little something. That is for sure.
Right.
So once again, everybody out there, go hang out at True Leave. I was there last week. It's almost like a field trip when you go over there. It's all ridiculously clean. You guys are at Tetra Health Center. Your place is really clean too. Like, you can eat something off the floor.
I hope so.
I like that though.
I do too.
That's definitely a good thing.
That's what we strive for sure.
No doubt. True Leave has 15 locations. It changes every day, it seems like. But they have a lot of different locations out there in the Bay Area and all around Florida. So you can check them out at trueleave.com. And you can check them out at tetrahealthcenters.com as well. Remember, THC and 2814 West Martin Luther King, 813-898-8009. You're there often, aren't you?
Tracy Lee? Most every day.
There you go. So ask for Tracy Lee, and she'll definitely take great care of you. Well, Rick, you have a wonderful story, brother.
Thanks, man.
You know,
it's nice to meet you
look
too.
Good, and you...
Thanks.
You look like you're feeling good.
I don't know if I'm looking as good as you, but I'm trying.
Well, dude.
That's hard to do, right?
This outer shell. Just the outer shell, my friend.
Okay.
Inside, it's all broken up.
All right, got it.
But the outer shell, I got it taken care of. That's for sure. And that's cannabis does that a little bit.
It does, right?
It definitely helps me out. That's for sure. So you want to check out Trulieve and Tetra Health Centers as well. Thank you again, Rick. And thank you, Tracy Lee.
Thank you, Ian.
For being part. And we appreciate you guys listening in. If you guys ever have any questions for me, it's IanBeckles@RadioInfluence.com. And once again, it's not us here smoking weed, and we might do that one day too. We might just sit in here and smoke it up. I don't know. You guys are all invited. We appreciate you guys listening, and everybody have a wonderful week, and go smoke something delicious. How about that? Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what I got for you today? Tammy Aaron on Duffified Live.
5 years ago, I have a best-selling celebrity sex tape like Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, all of that.
Right.
When that happened 5 years ago, it became this international scandal, Tammy Aaron, the sex tape. People don't know, I was filming sex tapes for my lover of 5 years. That's after the five-year fiance. So I was filming them for almost 5 years. I was filming sex tapes. And I feel the most alive in front of the camera. I was doing that. So it actually became kind of normal to me to film myself having sex. And then I had the scandal of Tammy Aaron's theater ex-boyfriend and wants to release their home movie, blah, blah, blah. Once I was like, you know what? I am going to release it. You want to see it? You want to see this? I'm sexy as all get out. Here you go. And by the way, this is real sex and you should be having good sex too. That was really where I was coming from, is that that's not adult entertainment. That's real sex of two people who love each other, and you should be having sex like this. So watch. And then from there, everyone went, wow, she's really open and she embraces her sexuality. Maybe I could talk with her. So initially they started getting in touch with me through social media or through an agent, a publicist, a friend. And then it kind of moved forward from there. And I realized not only do I love to do this, but I'm very knowledgeable and comfortable talking to people. Like, well, I've been to live sex clubs. Well, I've had threesomes and I set proper boundaries. So here's how you can do it. Or if you're getting out there dating and you want to, you know, find the love of your life, I can help you with that. So for me, it's absolutely a pleasure. Who would not want to have a job? I mean, this is just for me. Having a job where you can help people have their ideal relationship and a mind-blowing sex life, and that's part of your work, that makes my heart sing.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.